This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Christina from Framingham.
Hello, Christina.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good.
Apparently, Christina's boyfriend is a huge Benson Boone guy.
Well, we love to hear it.
Yes, he's going to man cry if I win.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
All right,
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She was just buffering there for a second.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Christina, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Halloween tops Entertainment Weekly's list of the best slasher movies of all time. It's followed by Psycho, A Nightmare on Elm Street, and Friday the 13th. Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Michael Keaton returned to host SNL over the weekend. Michael Keaton is one of the highest grossing movies of the year. He's in it. Name the movie.
Can you repeat it?
Michael Keaton has one of the highest grossing movies of the year. Name it.
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
All right. Question number three. Doja Cat turns 29 today. Take a listen to this Doja Cat song.
I don't like it as much when you say it compared to her.
Name the song.
I have no idea. I'm so bad.
Question number four. Former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler was arrested in Franklin, Tennessee for driving under the influence and gun possession on Thursday. Jay was married to this Laguna Beach cast member for nearly a decade, and they have three kids. What is her name?
Oh, my gosh. I'm the worst player. I have no idea.
No, that's okay. It's okay. These are tough. Question number five. Today is National Back to the Future Day. How fast did Marty McFly have to get the DeLorean going in order to time travel in those movies?
I'm just going to guess on this one and say 1,500.
Let's get Kennedy back in this studio.
That is a fast DeLorean.
That car is quick.
I don't know if they're built quite that well.
Oh. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
You doing all right over there?
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. I just heard a loud thumping sound.
Oh, my gosh. I just set something down on the table. I'm sorry.
That's why I asked if you were all right.
Gracious me.
I didn't see it. All I
so
did was
so dramatic.
It was loud in my ears, Kennedy.
Sure.
Christina got 1 out of 5.
Ooh. Sooch. Speaking of loud in your ears.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
Halloween tops Entertainment Weekly's list of the best slasher movies of all time. It's followed by Psycho, A Nightmare on Elm Street, and Friday the 13th. Who's the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Tie to one. Michael Keaton returned to host SNL over the weekend. He has one of the highest grossing movies of the year. Name it.
Beetlejuice.
2-1. Doja Cat turns 29 today. Name this Doja song. Kennedy, take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Kiss Me More.
Look at you.
3-1. Question number four. Former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler was arrested in Franklin, Tennessee for driving under the influence and gun possession on Thursday. Jay was married to this Laguna Beach cast member for nearly a decade. They share three kids. Who is she?
Kristen Cavallari.
That also happened to Rajon Rondo over the weekend. He was driving his Tesla 100 miles an hour with his kid in the car.
Can you get arrested for gun possession in Tennessee? I thought everyone had a gun in Tennessee. Did he not register it?
4-1, question number 5. Today is National Back to the Future Day. How fast did Marty McFly have to get the DeLorean going in order to time travel?
88
is correct.
Woo!
Not 1,015.
1.21 gigawatts.
1.21 gigawatts! Where we're going, we don't need roads.
5-1 is the final score. Christine, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. You and your boyfriend. What's your boyfriend's name, by the way?
Jeremy.
You and Jeremy are going to the big party happening tomorrow night at City Hall Plaza as the Celtics will celebrate hanging banner number 18. Charles Barkley's going to be there. Shaq's going to be there. They're doing the whole live broadcast.
It's a big day.
And you're going to be there for the VIP performance of Benson Boone at City Hall Plaza, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Tell He's Jeremy it's okay to man cry.
Right. I will.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Christina from Framingham, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
It is Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
All this week, we are bringing back the 5 most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy. Looking at the big board right now, Kennedy with 5,800 wins and 425 losses. What a couple of cool numbers there.
I know.
That's incredible, Kennedy.
A lot of redheads in the room right now.
Look at that number. 5,800 wins, 425 losses. That's a milestone. And joining us this morning to play is Jen from Walpole. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
28 years teaching at the same school?
28 years, yes.
Jen, come on now. What do you teach?
I teach Spanish.
Oh, so that's like 35 years then.
It feels like it sometimes.
At the same exact school the entire time?
At the same school.
Do you want to say what school it is?
Yeah, I teach at Newton South High School.
Oh, okay. That's a great school.
I know none of my students are listening because school doesn't start till 9 o'clock, so they're all still sleeping. But maybe some colleagues.
Them.
Maybe some colleagues.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure thing. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
How do you say that in Espanol?
Kennedy, puede salir del estudio, por favor.
Oh, that sounded good.
All right. So you know how this works. 5 trivia questions, okay. All about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And you can look over to your left and see Kennedy is in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. If you have $600 burning a hole in your pocket, there's a collaboration between Pixar and a smart toy company called Robosyn. They are releasing a super realistic Buzz Lightyear toy for $600. What is Buzz's famous catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
It would have been Carrie Fisher's birthday today. She, of course, played Princess Leia. What was Princess Leia's famous hairstyle?
She had the 2 buns on the side of her head.
Pink has just pushed back 4 shows due to, quote, reasons beyond my control. Name this Pink song. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
So what?
Question number 4. 72-year-old Bill Belichick took his 24-year-old girlfriend to a corn maze that was shaped like Bill Belichick.
Flex.
Who succeeded Bill as the coach of the Patriots?
Gerard Mayo.
Question number 5. Blac Chyna is officially engaged to her boyfriend, rapper Derek Milano. Who does Blac Chyna share her daughter Dream with?
I can't even make a guess on this one. I'm sorry.
You were cruising.
I know. You were doing great.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
First day.
All right. That was strong. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Jen from Walpole here for Redemption Week. What was the score before when you played?
4-3.
Okay. She got 4 right again, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
If you have $600 burning a hole in your pocket, there is a new collaboration between Pixar and a smart toy company. They are releasing a super realistic Buzz Lightyear toy for $600. What is Buzz's famous catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
Tied at one. It would have been Carrie Fisher's birthday today. She, of course, played Princess Leia. What was Princess Leia's famous hairstyle?
She had, like, two big braided buns over her ears.
Tied at two. Pink has pushed back four shows due to, quote, reasons beyond my control. Name this Pink song.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
So what?
Tied at three. 72-year-old Bill Belichick took his 24-year-old girlfriend to a corn maze that was shaped like Bill Belichick.
She took him.
Do you think they knew or they just happened upon it, Dan?
I don't think Bill Belichick happens upon corn mazes.
That are shaped like himself.
Someone might have alerted him.
Who succeeded Bill as coach of the Patriots?
Gerard Mayo.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo is right.
I think Bill had his pumpkin spice as he was gallivanting through a corn maze in
a scarf. Apple cider, please.
Wearing Uggs.
It's just basic fall things, Kennedy. I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Black Chyna is officially engaged to her boyfriend, rapper Derek Milano. Who does Black Chyna share her daughter Dream with?
Rob Kardashian.
Rob Kardashian is right.
Nice job. Nice job.
Bueno, as they say, Kennedy. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Look at that. 5,801, Kennedy.
Oh, now it's all thrown off.
I know.
Odd numbers scare.
Just erase the whole board.
Cancel the whole thing. Well, Jen, we appreciate you listening and playing. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thank you for 28 years teaching our children.
My pleasure.
No, seriously, there's a sainthood coming for you very soon.
Factual.
I mean, to do that for 28 years at the same school.
And counting.
And counting.
What's your school mascot?
On to the pageant.
We are the Lions. Newton South Lions. Mm.
All right.
The Lions.
Well, you know the deal now. What do you want to say?
I do. I'm Jen from Walpole, and I can't beat Kennedy today.
This time.
En español?
Hey, you're in the car. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Denise from Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
She just dropped her daughter off at school. Now she's going to go out and do adult things.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Nothing exciting.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy. Don't let the door hit you. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
David Harbour says the series finale of Stranger Things is the best episode they've ever done. And everyone was crying at the table read. Which decade does Stranger Things take place in?
The 80s.
Blake Lively had to explain to Jason Kelsey the significance of the pants in the sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. How do Blake Lively and Jason Kelsey know each other?
Through Taylor Swift.
Question number three. Zayn Malik has postponed his U.S. tour dates due to the death of Liam Payne. People are playing 1D songs all around the world to celebrate Liam's life. Take a listen and name this one.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
You don't know you're beautiful.
Question number four. Kim Kardashian celebrating her 44th today. Kim is doing some acting now and even starred in the latest season of this Ryan Murphy anthology series. Name the show.
No idea.
Question number five. Over the weekend, Deadpool and Wolverine surpassed Barbie to take possession of 12th place on the list of all-time top-grossing films at the domestic box office. There is one movie from 2024 that's still ahead of it on the list. Name the movie.
Inside Out 2?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! That was a good pull.
That was very good, Cool. Kennedy.
Hi.
Where have you been?
Just next door.
Okay. I looked up and you were gone. I don't know what happened. Denise got 3 out of 5.
Well done, my friend.
Yay. I love it when they're proud of themselves.
That was good.
Yep. Yeah.
These are hard. You ready?
Nice.
David Harbour says the series finale of Stranger Things is the best episode they've ever done, and everyone was crying at the table read. Which decade does Stranger Things take place in?
The 80s.
Some of them crying because that paycheck is going to end. They're probably making good money off that show now.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 2. Blake Lively had to explain to Jason Kelsey the significance of the pants in the sisterhood of the traveling pants. How do Blake Lively and Jason Kelsey know each other?
How do Blake Lively and Taylor Swift?
That's correct. What is the significance of the traveling pants, Kennedy?
Well, you see, they shared this pair of pants between these four women. This pair of jeans that they thought would bring them good luck, I believe, is the thesis of the story.
I gotcha.
But they were all four very different sized young women at the time, which somebody has always said, blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't the point. The point was that it brought them something closer to their friends or what they needed when they needed it. Yeah?
Well, aren't they magical pants? So who cares?
Who cares?
What size they are.
That's right, Dan.
2-2. Question number 3. Zayn Malik has postponed his U.S. tour dates due to the death of Liam Payne. People are playing 1D songs all around the world to celebrate Liam's life. Name this one, Kennedy. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Is it That What Makes You Beautiful or What Makes You Beautiful?
That's a great question. I wish I could answer it.
I'm going to say What Makes You Beautiful.
When I tell you, my next door neighbor, who I've lived right across from for 2 years now, and we don't even know each other's names, she's been going through it.
Oh, I hate that.
We have, because our walls are so thin, we have both been listening to One Direction nonstop for several days, celebrating Liam. I've learned a lot of new songs.
I saw in the Globe today that there's like 70 fans showed up down at the Common and put up like a memorial for Liam, which I thought was super nice. 3-2, question number 4. Kim Kardashian celebrating her 44th today. She is doing some acting now and even starred in the latest season of this Ryan Murphy anthology series.
American Horror Story. And she's quite good in it.
4-2, question number 5. Over the weekend, Deadpool and Wolverine surpassed Barbie to take possession of 12th place on the list of all-time top grossing films at the domestic box office. There is one movie from 2024 that's still ahead of it on the list, named the movie.
Ahead of Barbie?
Ahead of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Ahead of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough pull. That is a tough pull. Inside Out 2.
Oh, okay.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy, you won. I know this is shocking. Shocking news. Kennedy wins.
I'm just happy to be here.
Denise, I'm sorry I don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Denise from Londonderry, and I cannot be.
Hey.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.